From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Millions of people in the U.S. state of Florida dealing with heavy rains and high winds as Hurricane Irma makes its way north through the state. Highest winds now are at 135 kilometers per hour. President Trump declared Florida a major disaster area, and the state's governor, Rick Scott, spoke about the situation.
I know a lot of people are praying for us around the world. I know a lot of people want to help us. I tell them we need more volunteers. We have over 400 shelters open now, but we'll need volunteers after the fact to distribute food and water and clean up debris.
Among the many shelters across Florida are those operated by the American Red Cross. Their spokesperson, Nigel Hollerby, is in Orlando, Florida.
This is a massive operation. We have thousands of volunteers that are deployed, and we are still even monitoring this storm as it goes north of us here. So in Orlando, we know that this is not the end of where the storm will cause some damage or to create a problem for folks.
Before reaching Florida, Irma left at least 25 dead across the Caribbean, virtually flattened some of the islands, including Barbuda, where residents have been told they might have to leave the island permanently. The U.S. has deployed Navy, Marines, and Air Force to help with recovery efforts in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Dutch Caribbean island of St. Martin, which has also suffered severe damage. Reuters reporting that Al-Shabaab militants captured the Somali border town of Balad-Hawo near Kenya after it detonated a suicide car bomb today, then stormed the military base there. The group says 24 Somali soldiers were killed, but there was no independent confirmation immediately available. Residents say the fighting continued through the day. This is VOA News.